night, peering through the veil of darkness. The paranormal, spiritual, and comedic abound. Welcome to the Richard Spazoff Show.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Richard Spazoff Show. It's brought to you by Audible. You can find us on our website at the psychicmediumspazoffshow.com. Also, the Richard Spazoff Show is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts, available on Android and coming soon iDevices. To get everything and great stuff from the Richard Spazoff Show and more, please check out the HC Universal website. That is hcuniversalnetwork.com. Also, I'd like to give a big thank you to TalkStream Live for bringing us aboard their website. Thank you, Tom and Bill, very much. Let's get going with the show. What show? Well, didn't I tell you we have a show right now? We have guests coming up. We have three segments. In the first segment, right now, we have Darren Carter for the next half hour. In the second segment, we have Kenneth Grönbach, if I'm pronouncing his name right. If not, he's going to send me a letter through my window with a brick tied to it. Thirdly, believe it or not, we have Cal Para Research Organization talking about their paranormal experiences. Diane Miller and Katie Foreman. Happy to have everybody aboard the Richard Spazoff Show tonight.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
1, 2, 3, Darren Carter in the place to be. Darren Carter, party starter.
You're here, baby. We got you.
All right. Cool.
Hey, I'm happy to have you here. This is Darren Carter on the Richard Spazoff Show. At least I think it is. Or is it the Darren Carter Show? Which one?
It's Darren, but the ladies know me as Daron.
Hey, I like Daron, and you're not even black, and that's, I'm not saying that in a prejudiced way, but nowadays, who knows?
I know, right? Daron, love me like a leprechaun.
What is going on?
Actually,
go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, I got a podcast, it's called Pocket Party, and I love doing my podcast, man. I love it. It's like, when I started out as a comedian, I didn't know if I wanted to be a comedian or if I wanted to get into radio. And I worked overnight shifts at a radio station in Fresno, California. And I knew that that wasn't for me because you got to work hard in both. But comedy, at least I was getting instant gratification and sometimes $25 cash and actually getting, to meet girls at the show. And I'm like, I think I want to be a comedian.
That's what you base your decision on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like I got drink tickets, chicken wings and girls. And what's great is flash forward to nowadays, it's like you get the best of both worlds. You could do, a podcast is essentially like radio, it's like on the go. So people can download it and figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's awesome. It's like my podcast Pocket Party's on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, like I love it, man.
Same here. It's great. It's great. It's just,
you know what I mean? Like if you and I were to do this, like, you know, it, like 20 years ago, it'd be harder. I don't know. I'd have to call at a certain time. I don't even, you know what I mean? Just, but nowadays, you know, with the way technology is, it's great. You know, I used to hate that also. Cause I started, my first paid gig on the road was in 1990. All right. So,
okay.
It was, and I remember that back then, like in the 90s, you're just twiddling your thumbs waiting for the gigs that night. You know, you're on the road, you're waiting for the shows, or if you're in town, you're waiting. And nowadays it's like, I can keep busy by booking guests, by, you know, editing shows, by getting creative and being like, oh, I like that part of the interview. Let me extract that and make a 1 minute like video clip from it. You know, and I'll put it on my Instagram. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much more nowadays that we can do.
Yeah, we have much more of a variety of different audiences and niches that we could hit into.
Yeah, I put stuff on YouTube. I recently bought a GoPro camera, and it's great because, you know, it looks really good. Like, the quality is really good. It's on my YouTube channel, Darren Carter, but. I literally just walked around the comedy club and went outside and talked to some folks just spontaneously. I just wanted to see what that would look like. And then a couple of days later, I talked with a doctor who has like a six pack. He's 55 years old. He's in great shape. And I was like, can you give my viewers some advice? And, you know, and it was, I don't know. It's kind of comical because I was able to like edit music. Like, every time he lifted his shirt and showed his six pack, I go, dude, that's creepy. Stop doing it. I'd add like the old, like, you know, like bow, chicken, bow, bow music. And I don't know. It's like, it's informative and entertaining. And it's, I don't know. We're giving people content that,
I don't know. How many times do you get, I don't know, get a doctor to strip, a female doctor? Yes. But,
I know. That's what I'm saying. It was like a little bit like, dude, stop it. You know, and that's what made it kind of funny, because he's like, I'm a total narcissist, you know? And I'm like, dude, I go, I don't know if I want to have a six pack. I go, part of me does, but part of me is like, am I going to tie that to my self-esteem? Like, if I've got these six little bumps on my belly, then that means I'm winning. You know, I'm like, I'm kind of like roasting him, and he didn't realize it. And it was hilarious. Like, and then the guy's bald, and he's like, I go, I like how he's like, because I'm totally bald. I shave my head. But he's like balding. He's got like a high forehead. And he's like, I go, I notice you're showing a six pack, but you keep tilting your head back. Like, you don't want people to know you're bald on top. but you got to check out the video, man. It's informative and funny.
And they can see it where? Yeah. Where could we see it?
Go to YouTube and look up the Darren Carter channel. YouTube.com/DarrenCarter, I believe, is how you'd find it. But I call it six pack abs. Like, they can't miss it. They'll
okay,
it,
you know, okay. Now abs. I don't know. Instead of six packs, I would rather look like the hunchback of Notre Dame, I think. I don't know. What?
Where are you? So I'm in Southern California. Are you in L.A. or California? Or are you in
San Diego? San Diego. Escondido.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. And where's your show? Where's that heard? Where's the show heard?
Okay, that's a good question. We're heard on all over, but HC Universal Network is one of the main networks, as well as Talk Stream Live, if I'm saying it right. Rush Limbo is on there. We're on there, and a bunch of other people.
That's awesome. Wow.
The list goes on. We're moving up, but if I move up any further, they'll have a room for me in the mental hospital, Darren.
Yeah, you don't want to come up too fast. You'll get like what you'll get the bends, like those those deep sea divers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's great. So you're living the life, man. You're doing radio and comedy and talking to people and living in Southern California, like Escondido. That's cool.
It's not bad, yes. And I used to have a real wild life. I still do. I mean, I used to dance with the mafia's wives. Used to was a house mother for strippers. I worked for brothels doing readings. So I had my hands full, Darren.
How do you do readings in a brothel? What's that mean, readings? Like, you read people's palms or something?
No. Like, you tell them that Generally, you tell them, well, that person's a bad guy. And how could I tell? Well, after he shot that person outside. I mean.
Oh, wow.
They get these. Wow. They got, yeah, I worked over at Adelita's, which is in Tijuana, in the red light district years ago. And a lot of wonderful.
Like 2017, 2016?
Yeah, we can say that exactly.
Yeah, years ago, see? Yeah. I remember I was on my iPhone 7. And
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I know, it's just you do a reading for them. I also prayed with them. I didn't pray on them, but I prayed for them.
Yeah.
It's a wild place, I tell you. It's not a place where people should go alone, I can tell you that much. Not safe these days.
Oh, right. I know. I realize that. I used to live in San Diego. And somebody goes, why are you going to another country to get drunk? And I'm like, God, you're right. And I stopped going. I was like, what am I doing? I'm just, sometimes you just don't think, you know. I was in my 20s. I was just like, what am I doing down here? Like, because it was exciting. I don't know, when I was living in San Diego in the 90s, like the mid, like the early night, like 93 to about 95, and it was kind of fun. Like, people would take the train, go down there and get tacos and then come. I don't know, I felt like it was like San Diego, but like a different country, you know. I don't know, it didn't seem that.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
There'd be like Americans around and the military. I didn't feel like it was that dangerous. Like that Revolution Street, I think, or something. Or
exactly, yes, or yes. You know the area too. The Hong Kong bar down the street and all the other places, yeah.
Yeah. Like all that. It seemed kind of fun, you know. Like, oh, I'm going to get some blankets. And you know. But I definitely... When somebody pointed that out, I was like, you're right, and I really haven't gone down there, you know.
You're not missing anything. I mean, you're married right now. I have a girlfriend, and last night I was there. It hasn't changed.
Oh.
Just kidding. Just...
I was like, wow. Like, it hasn't changed.
Just in one night. No, it hasn't changed at all. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, are you driving right now?
Yes, I just left the boxing gym. I'm headed from Northridge to Burbank.
Oh, where I was born. I was born in, well, really in Inglewood. Lived in Northridge all my life until I was about 12 years old, and lived in Van Nuys and then moved out here.
Van Nuys. You know, I do comedy in Van Nuys. There's a guy. Okay, there's this TV show on Comedy Central. It was called Workaholics.
Yeah.
And the house that they it'd be like the Brady Bunch house. So for people that watched Workaholics, they know that house, like, because it's, I guess it was in the front of like all the episodes,
right?
So I know the guy that owns that house, and they do comedy in the backyard. It's called the Workaholics Comedy Jam, and they do stand up. Tell me about it. He's like, yep, it's in Van Nuys. He's like, it's on a really nice street in Van Nuys. It's a really nice, good part of Van Nuys. But I was like, the parts that I've seen in Van Nuys, I'm like, really? And he's absolutely right. Like it's a nice street. There's palm trees. It's quiet. Like, I guess Van Nuys used to be kind of a nice area, right? Back in the
It did, yeah, back one in the time. Day, I don't know. Yes, yes.
I don't know when, but yeah.
In fact, last week we had Tina Mahina Williams on our show, which is Barry Williams' wife, and they did a renovation of that house, correct?
Oh, yeah, Brady Bunch.
Yes, yes. In fact, I didn't know the whole cast is out there right now, and they're refilming that. That's kind of cool. I mean,
oh, that is cool.
How many years have the Brady Bunch been on? Now they come back when they're what, 60 years old? Jeez.
I know. I know. It's funny. Here's how long ago it was. I used to have a crush on Cindy, you know, which was like the little one, because I was little. I was 7. Mm-hmm. I was like, I like Cindy. And then, I think I pretty much went. I skipped over Jan and went straight to Marsha. Like, I was like Cindy when I was like 7 and 8, and then. And then all of a sudden you get around, I don't know, 11 or 12. I'm like, whoa, Marsha looks good.
You know, like, I don't know. I watch. No, I'm sorry.
But now I'm getting to the age where I'm like, hey, I like that Maid Alice. She cleans up.
Heck with the sex. You want the house to be clean, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she cooks and cleans and smiles and laughs all the time and dresses nice. Heck yeah. I'll be her Sam the Butcher.
It's time has changed. I mean, I remember watching Gilligan's Island. I was in love with Tina Louise, so I don't know.
You are so right about that. Like, we were watching Gilligan's Island on Sunday. I came home and
right.
There's a network that I forget what it's called. It's like, it sounds like MeTV.
MeTV, like that. That's it. But, yes.
Yes, because it looked weird. Because I told my wife, I go, that emblem looks like Me Too TV, like Me Too. Like these are all the actresses and you know situations where everything's going to be a Me Too. But anyways, we watched about an hour of Gilligan's Island and I want to say it was a couple of episodes I'd never even seen, you know?
Or like, we're senile. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So if you haven't watched Gilligan's Island in like 25 years, you're going to be like, it's all new again, you know? But it was really good. It was Gilligan's Island. But you're right, though. When I was a kid, I used to like Ginger, you know? Because she's like the movie star. But as an adult, I'm like, no, I like that Kansas girl. I like the like Marianne. She just seems more like, I don't know, like the Ginger character seemed more like these selfish actresses that I run into occasionally. You know what I mean?
I know. The energy is just not right.
Yeah.
And Dawn Wells is a sweetheart. I've had her on the show before, a long time ago.
Oh, she seemed like she would be.
Yeah, she's real cool, yeah. Darren. You would. Then there's Gilligan's Bob Denver's wife, Dreama, if I'm going to pronounce her name right, and she's a character. Have you ever heard of her? Or no.
No, I haven't. But I don't. I know. Is it Alan Hale that played the skipper? Skipper.
Yes.
So his granddaughter does comedy. I know Samantha. Her name's Samantha.
Oh, cool. What's she like? That would be.
She looks just like him. No, I'm just kidding. she kind of does look like him a little bit. Like, but she's definitely got a very womanly body, you know. But like she, I was like, I can see that, the same smile, and she's very friendly. She's cool, man. I like, you know, I've been really fortunate to be working with cool people, and if I'm not into their vibe myself and go somewhere else because there's just too many good people that energize you, then you don't. We don't need to waste our time with people that, if we can help it, that drain our batteries. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Unless we have to, but I know what you're saying. Not if we don't have to.
You know
no,
what I mean?
No.
I read a great thing the other day. You know, it said you affect people's lives, and there's two ways that you can affect people's lives. When you enter a room, are they happy to see you? Or when you leave the room, are they happy you left? Either way, you're going to affect them. And I'm like, you know what? Let's try to be the people that make people happy to see us.
I like that idea. Or at least when you enter a room, hope they don't pull out a gun on you.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me a few times. Not good.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Now, you're driving on the freeway right now. What is life like on the L.A. freeway?
Well, at this time, it's pretty good. I'm going in the right direction. Good. I'm like, when I say the right direction, like there's no, I'm able to move. You know what I mean? I'm able to move.
Yeah.
There's no, it's not like it's a traffic jam bumper to bumper. Like, it'd be worse if I was on the 405 or something, you know?
Didn't you play the 405 is pretty bad. Yes.
Yes, I'm on the 170, so it's like hardly any traffic up here. Especially headed south.
Oh, you're in a nicer area then. Good.
Yeah. I just got off the 118. So, you know, you're familiar with the 118.
Kind of.
Remember they would shoot chips. I think it was like a newer freeway. Was it around when you were? I don't even know if it was around when you were a kid. But
no.
I think they would shoot chips up there because it was a brand new freeway and they could film like that TV show Chips up there.
It was a while, not too far, but no, I wasn't around yet, I don't think. But
how old were you when you lived in Van Nuys? Were you, like, you said you lived there till you were 12?
Till I was 12 years old, but in Van Nuys I was 8 years old. In fact, the house that we owned in Northridge, Darren, my dad rented it out to these people. They turned out to be the biggest drug dealers in Van Nuys. And my dad knocked on the door. He had a gun to his head. He still smiled at him. He convinced him to let him in the house. I don't know why, but once he got out, he ran towards the car, started driving away, and said, "Let's call the police."
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, do you remember when, because I don't really know Van Nuys. Do you remember when it was nice?
Yes. Remember Chris and Pitts. Is that still around?
I don't know, because I'm not that familiar with Van Nuys.
Okay. Well, they had a little bar in Van Nuys, which Red Fox would hang out all the time. And it was a very low, laid back. A lot of well-known comics would hang out around that area, and that was so fun at that time. Of course,
that's really cool.
Past my age, though.
Yeah.
I was just born a little too late. But no, now when you're driving down the freeway, don't you wonder rich people kill people, or rich people are, what people are, movie stars, or all that, or all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, not really. I guess it depends on what area I'm driving in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I'm driving through, because I've taken, there's a great app called Waze, and Waze will help you outsmart traffic. So to get from Burbank to, let's say, the Comedy Store, normally I would take Barham, go around the Hollywood Bowl, come down, you know, like Fairfax and Sunset. But if there's a lot of traffic, it'll have me go over, like, Outlook Mountain, or, you know, driving on Mulholland, like going through these windy neighborhoods. And that makes you think, like, wow, there's a whole other life up here. Like, people are, like, living in these big houses and crazy hills for a backyard, and there you wonder, what do they do for a living to, like, afford this place?
I know.
I kind of don't think that they're doing podcasting and stand-up comedy. They might be, though, but, you know, like...
I don't know. You want to go knock on one of the doors with me and drive up to them and see what they do?
Yeah, I know. We should just random. Like, what do you do?
I remember one time my brother did that. If you remember him, Matt Spassoff, he did stand up before too. He was in, I think it was Beverly Hills. He had his little girl with him. He brought her up to the door because she had to use the bathroom. And he asked the people, you know, what do you do to have a house like this?
That's cool.
I don't know,
man. But times are different. Like now, people would be really. I don't think they'd answer a door if a stranger were to knock on their door. You know,
it's scary these days. I know.
Yeah, there was a thing when I was a kid. I forget what it was called, but you could put a little place card in your window, and if children needed to come in and like use the restroom or something, like it was supposed to be like a safe house.
Really, a safe house?
I forget what that was called.
Okay.
Yeah, like it was like you know, like a neighborhood watch, like safe, like you know. Now it just sounds like it just sounds like a bad idea. Like, you know, like some creep can be like, "Yeah, come to my house, kids."
I know, kind of weird.
Like, I've got this sign in my window. Like, yeah, but whatever it was called, it was like a, I don't know, this is like the 70s, man. I don't remember. I never did that. I'm like, I think I'll just go home. I don't want to stop weird people's houses.
No, I think right now you're married, you're more settled. You want to remain safe for your kids, your children.
Yes. Yeah.
It's now you're on your way to perform right now, or what's going on currently?
No, I just left the boxing gym. I'm going to go home and have some dinner and edit some more video and make another promo video for my podcast. I just put up my 49th episode of the Pocket Party Podcast.
Well, congratulations on that. Let's get the website one more time while we're at it.
All right. DarrenCarter.com. Go to DarrenCarter.com/podcast, and you will see it. You'll see all the links.
I got a question.
D-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay. Yes. Now, I know you played in that one film with John. What was he like to work with?
John Travolta.
Yes. What was he like
movie,
to work
with? The movie's called Be Cool. It's a sequel to Get Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great to work with, man. That guy was like, you could not have asked for a more professional person. You know?
Was he nice to all the cast? Was
super nice. That's the thing I noticed. Like, when shot on a, let's just say a Monday.
Okay.
Right? So I remember when he pulled up in an SUV, they drove him there, an SUV with tinted windows, and he got out of the car. And when he walked out from the vehicle to the where he needed to be, we were outside, like on the street over on, I want to say like Robertson or something like that in Hollywood. He said hi to so many people that were on the cast. Like, he knew their names and stuff.
He's wow.
Hey, Linda, good to see you. How are you, Richard? All right. Okay. All right. Hey, buddy, how are you? Good. Good to see you. Yeah. Hope you had a good weekend, Samantha. You know, like, I felt like that was really cool. Like, you know, he did, you know what I mean? I was like, I took a note from that. Like, I like that.
Who else was on that that film that you liked?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many actors. See, I'm not really.
Danny DeVito really comes to mind. Was he in it?
Yes, Danny DeVito. The Rock. The Rock is in that movie. Aerosmith was in the movie. So many people. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I already said that.
What was he like?
Vince Vaughn.
Dwayne. What was he like?
You know, to tell you the truth, I wasn't there the same day that he filmed.
Okay.
But to tell you a lie, he was great to work with. He told me I was one of the best actors he's ever seen.
So
like, I need to work out with you and get even more muscular.
That guy's a pretty big guy. Yes, he's very well put together, I would say.
He told me I reminded him of Kevin Hart. No.
Kevin, I remember him in that Hercules, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I bumped into him at Universal Studios? Me and my friend snuck in the back, and we had we were showing some script ideas to some of the producers backstage. We were walking around the back lot, and here comes Kevin up to us, puts his arm around me and my friend, and says, "Can I take a look at your book?" I go, "Sure." He goes, "I really like these comedy shots you took." I go, "Really? Thanks." But he was real nice. He was down to earth, and he surprised me.
That's cool. Anything else you want to get to? I love doing your show. Thank you for having me on.
Let's see. Anything you want to say to anybody before we cut off here?
Well, you know, it's just an honor to be on your show. And
oh,
I love
thank
that,
you.
You know, people are, you know, they listen to us. And if anybody's still, you know, I appreciate everybody that's still listening. Thank you. And, you know, I do this sign off on every one of my podcasts. And I think it's a great thing I really like this. When I leave the boxing gym, because the boxing gym I go to, it's mainly pros that work out, that get ready for their fights on, you know, on television.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a coach there, and when he says goodbye to the fighters, I thought this was really funny. He goes, when they leave and they go out the door, he's like, "All right now, don't hurt nobody. Okay, we'll see you too. Okay, don't hurt nobody." And then when I leave, he's like, "Be careful." So the way I like to end my stand-up shows and I like to end my podcast is I tell the audience, I say, be careful and don't hurt nobody, including yourself.
Well, thank you, Darren, very much for being here today on the Richard Spassoff Show. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and I'll do it anytime.
Great. Love to.
All right, don't hurt nobody, Richard.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Richard Spassoff Show. For
more episodes and information, join us online at psychicmediumspazoffshow.com or catch the show on Spreaker, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. The Richard Spazoff Show is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more great content and shows, visit hcuniversalnetwork.com or download our free HC Universal Network podcast app from your favorite device market. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And until next time, keep watch on the darkness.